right? And if it's right, if it's affected his voice, what's happened?
Hoarse.
And if you've got what I've got, what do you have? This.
You know,
that all the time.
Lungs, I mean. Cough.
If you go into somebody's room and they were supposed to, the doctor said to give them a pill every hour, and you go in there and you notice that there are no pills gone at all out of the bottle, you would look at the person and you would say, why haven't you
taken your pill?
If the person can't hear anything at all, they are stone
deaf.
If you have been working very hard in the hot sun and you take your shirt off and it's wet, you would say, look how I
perspire, sweat.
What do you call the little lump you get on your arm that's got a big core in it? Or you can get them on your back.
A lump? Well, that could be quite a lot of different things. It could be a small rod, it could be an infection from a tiger bite or a mosquito bite.
All right. If you want water to heat up until it starts bubbling, you want it to
bob more.
Would you use that in talking about this sore on somebody's back or shoulder?
Well, I don't know if it would be spelled that way. You could call the old time where you got a bottle on and you got the bottle of water, you got the boil of water, the tent in there, and I don't understand how.
When this sore opens up, what do you call the stuff that drains out?
Pus.
Any other names for it?
Corruption or something like that.
If somebody got shot or stabbed, you'd say you took him to the doctor to get the doctor to look at the
wounds.
When a wound doesn't heal like it should, doesn't heal clean, sometimes a white substance forms around the edge. It has to be cut out or burned out with alum. What do you call that?
Pus, I suppose.
Or what if it's some kind of flesh?
Oh, I would call it probably.
If you got a little cut on your finger, what's that kind of brown liquid you put on it to avoid getting infected?
Well, it could be iodine or mercurial.
If a man got shot and he didn't get well, he
would die.
Do you use any other words instead of died?
Die, disease, passed out.
Do you use some words sometimes, like if you're talking to the family of the person, do you try to kind of use softer words so you won't hurt them?
In a case like that, way I would express myself?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the situation, to give an answer to that, when the situation arises, I believe I could find the word, but boys, when the situation not arises, I might not even couldn't think of that.
What if you met a woman on the street and her husband had just died? You wouldn't go up to her and say, I'm sorry to hear about your husband dying. You would say, so you'd probably say it in a kind of a softer way, wouldn't you? You'd say, I'm sorry.
Well, that would depend on when I was approaching her and talking,